Hello, stranger. Well, I say stranger, but I already know who you are. Good day, by the way. But, of course, that goes without saying. It's always a good day for others when you talk to them. I'd worry about taking your time away from something important. But don't worry. I can count the number of things more important than talking to me on one hand. You happen to be one of them. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Malaya, and as you might have assumed from my supernaturally good looks, I am a goddess. Not the only goddess, mind you, but, well, the only one that matters. Speechless? I don't blame you. It's not arrogance if I really am a goddess, though. Now is it? Here, let me prove my divinity. Let's see. Which of those mountains is the ugliest? Ah, that one. See how it crumbles? No mountain can stand before the might of Malaya. Could a non-god do that? Aw, no need to look so scared, sweetheart. I know I'm very powerful, but I'm not going to hurt you. Malaya would never hurt something as precious as you. Malaya knows value when she sees it, after all. Because Malaya is Malaya. That's how great I am. Now, I would love to keep on talking about myself. No, really. Believe me, I could talk about myself for days. But, you see, the thing is, I'm really here to talk about you. So, I'm a goddess, right? A real big shot. No one can compare to me. But it's not easy being such a supreme goddess. It's not easy being as pretty, charming, and divine as Malaya. Because how am I supposed to date? I'm so hopelessly out of everyone's league. With one exception. That exception, of course, being you. You know? I've never told someone I love them before. How could I? They're all mortal. Even the other gods and goddesses are mortal compared to me. But you? You are very, very different. So here, let me say it for the first time. I love you. I've been waiting a long time to finally get to meet you. And that's not a pickup line. That's just how it is. This world, it's so boring. All the monotony of it. It physically pains me. And that's coming from a girl who could take a bath in lava and not feel a thing. But you? You, I find very, very interesting. Exciting even. If I must be truly honest, the sounds of your footsteps, the rhythm of your heartbeat, the things you whisper in your sleep, every last aspect of yourself entices me. Everything I see in you, I like. Of course, I was watching you. You sound concerned. You should sound flattered. I am Malaya. It's a great honor to be watched by Malaya. I don't watch many things, you know, besides myself, of course. So it's no problem if I was watching you sleep, even if I took a few pictures. Huh? So what if I took pictures of you in your sleep? What's the matter? What do you sound so upset for? Oh. You must want pictures of me, too. Of course. Everyone wants pictures of me. Why don't you just say so, silly? So, what kind of pose would you like me to do for these photos? What sort of pose do you think I look good in? Trick question. I look good in any pose, obviously, because I am a liar. But you know, you've got a little bit of a liar in you too. You're a part of me, and that's not an expression. You are literally a part of me. What I mean to say is that I created you out of a piece of my own heart. No wonder I love you so much. I love myself, after all, and my heart will not be complete again until I have you again. I know what you must be thinking. Malaya, you gorgeous and peerless goddess. Where were you all my life? Why did you wait until now to meet me? And also, why are you so extremely attractive? Well, I'll answer that. Except for the last question. That's just how I am. But as for the first one, there was this competition among the gods to see who could create the greatest human. So I made you. But the other gods got so angry, saying I cheated, saying that I made you with a part of myself, a goddess, and that since I made you with a part of my divine self that you don't count as human. I mean, I can see where they're coming from, but I really don't like to lose. Anyway, the other gods were kind of smart alecks, saying, oh, if they're a human, how about we send them to the human world where they can live like a normal human? And they did just that. Placed you here to live a normal human life. All without my permission. Without even giving you any memory of me. They stole you from me, and I really don't like it when people touch what's mine. Though, clearly, I'm using the term people here liberally. No, where was I? Right. For the longest time, all I could do is watch you from afar. Very far. Beyond light years. Being a goddess has its perks, and I had to watch you from so far away because this isn't exactly my planet. It's another goddess, and I'm not exactly supposed to be here. I tried to visit peacefully, but the idiot who runs this planet is very territorial, which I get. I'm like that too, but stopping me, your very creator, from visiting you really isn't the time for that. I had to be a bit forceful, and fights between gods tend to take a while. Sorry for the delay. The wait was hard for me too. Being a good multitasker made it easier on me though. I was able to watch you from afar at the very same time I was pulverizing the local goddess into dust. I even had some moments to take your pictures. You were away for some of them. Don't give me that look, okay? And don't worry, this world's goddess won't be bothering us ever again. I'm sure of that. Though the term goddess is really a stretch with her. She's only technically a goddess the same way raisins are technically edible. Yet, she thought she could kill me even though I'm a real goddess. How could she kill me? What a grand, intoxicating innocence. But that's all in the past now. No need to dwell on it. Right now, I want to just appreciate sharing this moment with you. I love you so dearly after all. I especially love your eyes. They're very lovely. And I'm not just saying that because I can see my own reflection in them. Although that is a nice plus. I really do love you though. I should do something nice for you. I should get you a gift. Would you like an autograph? I don't really give this out, but I'll make an exception. Just for you. And before you say anything, no. There's no charge. I insist. It's a gift, after all. Understand, It's hard finding something worthy of having my name written on it. No mere piece of paper will do. I can think of a single thing I'd be comfortable writing my name on. Other than you, of course. I think I'd enjoy writing my name on you very, very much. Not that I necessarily will, though. Malaya takes great pride in her restraint, no matter how tempting it is to write my name on someone as lovely as you. There really is so much to love about you, like your beautiful smile and your gorgeous laugh. I know you might be a bit self-conscious about your laugh, but I personally find it absolutely musical. I love your sense of humor, even. And like I said, I have really pretty eyes. I mean you have really pretty eyes. Well, I do too, but that was kind of in plain sight. I mean, you're staring at them, so there's no way you wouldn't notice, right? Anyway, now that I've given you the quick rundown of the situation, I think it's time to tell you all about my plan. You see, I didn't just come here to fawn over you, although I did enjoy that very much, darling. I came here to take you back. To our home, of course. To my realm. It's unbelievably marvelous there. Much better than this backwater planet. No offense. Everything's better there. The air is cleaner and crisper. The food tastes better. Especially the pancakes. You really should try them. Even the music is more... how shall I say? Musical? The nature. Oh, you can't forget the nature. Back in my realm, every last leaf is worthy of a painting. That's how good it is. Every atom is a masterpiece in my paradise. Although, it's not quite a paradise without you. So, I would really like you to be there. But that's not all. The best thing you'll get to enjoy back at my place is, of course, me. The honor of dating me. Malaya, the most esteemed, elegant, and humble goddess. It's not an honor anyone has had before. It's just for someone as special as you. Truly, I am a merciful goddess. And... although I am embarrassed to say it, it's an honor for me too, to date you. But enough of that. Whatever talk you want to have can be had back at my place, in luxury. So, come on, let's go. I summoned all your things, all neatly organized. No need to pack. I mean, we'll have better stuff back at home. But I figured better safe than sorry. You can take any pets you want to, by the way. Like I said, I'm a merciful goddess. Now, just take my hand and we'll be in our paradise in the blink of an eye. Homesick? What's there to be homesick about? My realm is your home. The other gods stole you from me. If it wasn't for them... you would be at home with me right now, drinking ambrosia out of a jewel-encrusted chalice while we lay back on cushions made out of the feathers of angels. What's so good about this planet that you want to stay? Would you really give up eternal paradise for it? Oh yeah, and I mean eternal, as in eternal life, by the way. I forget to mention that. But would you seriously give all that up just so you can stay here to get cholera or... whatever humans do for fun on this rundown planet? You know what? No, I get it. You have friends and family here, but tell you what, time flows differently back home. You can spend a week there and only a minute will have passed here on Earth. So how about we make a little bet? How about you spend just a week in my paradise, huh? And at the end... if you really miss the people on this planet so much, you can go back. No one will notice you're gone if you're only missing for a single minute from their perspective. Personally, I'm confident you'll be too blissed out just from breathing the very air of my paradise to even think of your old friends and family. So, what do you say? Do we have a deal? Then it's a deal. Oh, and one last thing. I love you.